Take one modern lady, mixed with classic sensibilities and a keen eye on what's news. A fellow at the Independent Women's Forum and a reporter for the Daily Signal. Kelsey Bowler, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us on this Thursday. So it was a fairly cut and dry case. The Connecticut girls that were running track that had lost scholarship opportunities and other things because biological boys were wanting to run in their division as females in high school track. That case, that lawsuit had been going forward in the courts, and the Justice Department had been supporting the girls, making the argument that they should not have to compete against biological boys. There's been a change in that case that comes from the president's office himself. The Biden administration, directing the Department of Justice, has withdrawn from that case. Here with reaction to this is someone who kind of broke the Connecticut girl's story to begin with. Kelsey Bowler, the aforementioned, she was a reporter for the Daily Signal when she did her top-notch video story on this. And Kelsey, I know that this case means a lot to you personally because you've gotten to know some of the personalities involved.
Absolutely. I felt a personal connection to it from the beginning, being a former Division I athlete and also being from Connecticut, where Selena Soule grew up. She is now in her first year of college. But this issue all came about as she was a junior in high school, where she was forced to compete in track against a biological male athlete who identified as a female. Of course, this threatened to take away opportunities for scholarships to win in track events. And it's important to note that, you know, when this biological male defeats one single track star like Selena Soule, he defeats them all, because in track, it is everybody is rated, you know, of course, by the numbers, how fast they run. And when one individual knocks, you know, wins, they knock every single female below them. And of course, the trend of biological men competing against women in their sports is having huge implications across the board in all different sports. I was recently talking to someone who plays women's golf, and you know, there's just no way for a biological female to compete against a biological male golfer. It's just unfair from the start. I think Americans are waking up to this, but it is so unfortunate that via executive orders and, executive actions, the Biden administration is shutting down debate for this. Democrats in Congress are pushing the so-called Equality Act, which does nothing but further inequality for girls and women by cementing these types of policies into federal law. And parents and students across the country really need to wake up to what's about to happen. It's, of course, already happened to athletes like Selena Soule. It's about to become a lot more common as these policies get steamrolled across the country.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about that. And then, so that's on one end of the women's debate, Kelsey, and it's a legitimate one, and we've spoken consistently about it. And we do want everyone to call their congressional representative at 202-224-3121 and ask them to vote against the Equality Act because it does not further the cause of women. But then on the other end of the same debate, you have yesterday the president and his administration saying that they are now going to undo the Talon Act, which was a Trump era administration program that basically took sex offenders that hurt women and children that were illegal in the country and sent them home, sent them to their now this new rolling this back. Biden cancels the Operation Talon, allows them to stay. I'm wondering what it takes, whether it's sex predators or biological males taking away scholarships and opportunities and basically erasing women's sports as a whole. What does it take for for the supposed women's rights groups of the country to stand up and say enough's enough. I mean, I think that they ignore some of this because some of the voices that are speaking up for women in these cases are center right. But this should be something that every woman is opposed to.
Well, Kevin, I share your frustrations as a woman who works for one of the only women's organizations in the country that is standing up for women and speaking the truth about the implications of these types of policies. And I will tell you, there actually are a large number of women who identify on the left politically who have major problems with these types of policies, especially when it comes to sports. But what happens is they get blacklisted by the mainstream media. Their names are not, you know, featured in the New York Times, in CNN, and so forth. You're only hearing from the women on the left who agree with these policies. And it's important to note, if you look into polling, the American population agrees that biological men shouldn't be competing with and against women as well, by a strong majority. And so for the Biden administration to be taking such a radical stance on this via these executive decisions, whether that's pulling out of the Selena Soul lawsuit or whether that's via executive actions, you know, of course, it goes without saying that does nothing to further the cause of unity. But the position doesn't even represent the majority of Americans on this issue. And again, right. I know this is a difficult issue to speak out on because of political correctness, but it is so important for parents to voice their opinions on this to their local school boards, for listeners to call their members of Congress today, because Congress is voting on this, and share your concerns about our daughters being forced to compete with and against biological men.
It's just beyond the pale, and there's a lot of problems with the executive order, but there's this other element in the Equality Act that's also going to be very difficult to deal with, and that is it attacks the religious freedoms of people, and that affects women as well. We'll talk about that at another time, but friends, I want to encourage you, call your representatives, call your senators, 202-224-3121. Notice I have the number memorized. You should as well. That's your Capitol switchboard. That's your hotline to your elected leaders, 202-224-3121, and tell them to vote no on the Equality Act. Ask them to kindly put pressure on the president to undo his executive order and to make sure that women have equality, because right now they're pursuing the opposite of that. Kelsey, thanks for being here. Kevin McCullough coming right back.